Welcome to This Is That, where the Word of God comes to life. Here, we take on everyday questions faced by believers and converts, and we dig through the Word of God where similar situations have occurred, and we break it down on how these Bible principles and doctrines can be applied in our daily life situations. And it is our intention and prayer that this fellowship will encourage your faith and strengthen your walk with God. And as our commitment to advance God's kingdom to every culture and nation, we appreciate it very much if you would hit that like button and to share and to subscribe to our channel. This is That, moving the apostolic on your favorite podcast and on YouTube, Call to Ministry. This is That segment. And every time you click on the like button, the more we get advertised out there. And the more we get advertised, the more we are able to reach people. And so before we start, just a couple of shout-outs to our friends at the Uplift Podcast with Brother Nathan Beeler, the Steadfast Devotion Podcast with Brother Trey and Brother Calvin, and to the Search for Truth Podcast with Pastor Young. And so, without much ado, let's get to the table with your host, and let's get digging. Praise God. Welcome to a new season of This Is That. And in this season, we are going to be talking more on what hinders us from moving forward and claiming the promises that God has for us. What are the obstacles that prevent us from moving forward? Because there are giants out there. There are giants that there is a real enemy that doesn't want us to go and get that revival. That there's a real enemy that doesn't want you to get your victory. And what are those enemies? And so, friend, in the coming sessions, in the coming episodes, we will be talking about these common enemies. And what are these ones? The first one we talked about in our first session, talking about spirit of fear. We talked about that the spirit of fear comes to us and yes, tries to grip us and prevent us from moving forward. That is what happened with the children of Israel when Goliath was there. The fear grabbed a hold of the people of Israel, and what happened? They forgot who they are. And what happened? They were not able to go forward until David came. He did not fear. Why? Because God was in him, and he knew that he was with God, and God was with him, and he didn't have fear. And so he went ahead with Goliath and said, "You come to me with spear, and I come to you in the name of the Lord."
Praise God.
He slayed a giant of fear. You see, God is not holding back anything. Sometimes it is us who holds back our victory and who holds back our breakthrough.
Amen.
And to introduce our topic today, let's go to Numbers chapter 11. And here in Numbers chapter 11, from verses 1 to 9, we would read about the children of Israel having the spirit of complaining. They complain. God brought them out of Egypt. And he said, "I'm going to bring you to a land of promise."
That's right.
And then here in chapter 11, the people started to complain. The people started to cry out to Moses and like complain. But how do you know? Well, if you read in 11 verse 1, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them, that they were in the uttermost parts of the camp." What were they complaining? Jump to verse 5 and says, "We remember the fish that we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. Lord, we thought that when we follow you, everything's going to provide it unto us."
That's right.
And so why am I saying this? Because one of the reasons that prevents us from moving towards our breakthrough is our perception.
That's right.
It's our way of thinking. And so what is perception? Perception is what we determine is our way of understanding or our way of interpreting things. That is perception.
Well, and also, you know, that's correct. And I got a little bit more of a definition. It's a result of how you perceive things, your observation.
Yes.
Your mental image, how you, your concept.
That's right.
Of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that plays a big point of your walk with God.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That reminds me of another verse in Numbers. It's Numbers chapter 13, where it talks about the 12 spies. Mm. When Moses sent 12 spies in to spy out the land. And what happened there was all these 12 spies are 12 leaders. They were high in the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe of Israel. These were leaders that men would look unto. And they went into the land of promise. And they saw the good things in there. They saw the land that is, yes, it was great.
It flows with milk and honey.
Yeah. They even brought a grape, a cluster of grape that two people will carry.
Huge.
And then, and then when they came back, the only thing that they can see was, well, we are grasshoppers in their sight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they saw the land that is producing. They saw the fruits that were there. And the only thing that they can tell the people was, well, we are grasshoppers in their sight.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying here was their perception was for themselves. They did not see the good thing. They only saw the bad thing.
Right.
And that is why when Joshua was about to lead the people to the promised land, what did the Lord command Joshua? He said, fear not.
And
be courageous. Do not be afraid. You're like, it's not about what you think. Well, you may see that, but God says, I don't see the giants over there. I just see the promise for you over there.
Right.
So it is all about perception. It's all about what we see. Just what you said is it's about what we think.
Yeah.
Well, the one that comes to my mind is the story of the two sons that Jesus told in Matthew 15.
Oh, yes, that's awesome.
And you know, the one son came and said, I want all that's coming to me. So he gave him all this money and he went and he spent it all. And he had a lot of friends when he had this money, but when the money left, he didn't have no friends. So he had to get a job feeding the pigs. So, you know, when he came back, his older brother wasn't too happy about it.
Yeah.
But his dad told him in 15 and 24 of Luke, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
Amen.
Well, he got upset because they were celebrating that he had come back because he done spent all of his money. He was stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you acted a big fool. Mm. You ought not to get a party.
Yeah.
But then the dad told him this in 31, Luke 15 and 31, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine.
Amen.
He had been sitting there the whole time with his dad, and everything that daddy had was his.
Yeah.
That's the perception we need to remember. Everything that daddy has for us is mine.
Amen.
And I can just get it.
Amen.
I can just have it. Like you said, it's there for us to get.
Yeah.
You just got to have that perception of God has this for me.
Yes.
There's nothing holding me back from getting it.
Yes. And getting back to that parable of the prodigal son, was his perception was, if I can just get what I have and go my way, then I'll be happy.
Right.
But that was not the plan of the father for him.
Nope.
The plan of the father for him was, I got more for you. Not just your inheritance, but I have my inheritance to give it to you.
That's right.
That will make you happy.
Yes.
What we want is, Lord, I want that is mine. That will make me happy. I want this. That's going to make me happy. But that's not what God wants. What God wants is wants to give you everything that he has.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to let you experience the joy that he has. Not just our joy, but his joy.
That's right.
But sometimes we like our piece of meat, or if I'm going to say it, like we want this. This is going to make us happy. But that's not what's going to give us our breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to push us to our breakthrough is that if we don't let our perception get a hold of us.
Right.
Because that is where the problem starts. When we start to interpret things according to our own understanding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like we say, this is the plan of God. This is what God wants in your life. And we start to say, okay, I'm gonna plan for this. I'm gonna plan for that. It's not us. Mm-mm. God gives us the vision, and He's going to give us the path.
That's
the
right.
door. He's going to give us the door of opportunity to get to that revival or breakthrough. We just have to, like, Lord, not my will, but your
that's
will
right.
be done.
Amen.
You know, and that's a good thing. And I feel like dealing with perception, we gotta get to a point to realize that, as it says, our thoughts is not His thoughts.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and that's we gotta really get to the understanding of that God is all.
Yes.
And we are just like this house.
Yes.
In this world. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And our perception of things will never add up to what God
Amen.
Sees.
Amen.
As
Amen. That's right.
And even as believers, it's like we have not wrapped our mind around the power and
Amen.
The anointing,
yes.
and by what we are, what we have already called ourselves and labeled ourselves, and our walks, and not understanding that there's all sorts of walks and powers with God,
Amen.
And realizing that a sinner that believes has power.
Amen.
But you're going to gain more power and gain more authority as you walk with God, as you grow with God.
Mm.
And your perception and your whole look at things is going to change, because what you used to thought was, you realize that ain't. And the way that you used to believe that something had power, you're going to realize that it don't. You thought that this smoke and this cigarette, and your perception of it was, I can never get rid of it. I never lose it. But by you walking and fasting and
That's
breaking
right.
through with God, next minute you know, it's like you what was so big once in your eyes has become very small.
That's right.
You know, and it is very it's like, as we talk about this, we got to make sure that we let everybody know that we got to let God lead us.
Amen. That is so true.
Amen.
That is the key. Yes.
You know,
for us, No matter how wise you think you are, no matter how many certificates you have or diplomas you hang on your walls, it's our perception is like this.
That's right.
Yeah. It is just this one. But God's is like this.
Yes.
So if we try to put our perception first, we're just focused on this. We don't see the ones on the side.
That's right.
But with God, if we align ourselves with God and say, Lord God, thy will be done.
Yes.
I seek you, Lord Jesus. Let me see through your eyes. Then our eyes would get like this. And the things that we have not seen, like, oh, there's a way in here. That's why it's always wise to seek God's will first.
Amen.
I mean, that's the best
way. We can think our own, but if we want to be led by God, if we want to be victorious and claim our breakthrough,
yes,
we have to align ourselves and say, Lord, where do you want me to go?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But you know, as we go on, I got a story in the Bible about perception. Mine's, I'm coming from Matthew 14.
Oh, that's good.
Matthew 14, 28-21. This is talking about Peter. And it says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto on the water.
Yeah. Mm.
And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he saw the wind boisterous.
Yes.
He was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Amen.
And I believe that at first he had the perfect perspective.
Yes.
You know, he was perception. His perception was on Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
But then the waves came.
Yes.
And next minute you know, he took it off of Jesus.
Yeah.
And next minute you know, he started to sink.
Amen.
You know, I believe as our walk with God, there's always going to be that time where things is the chaos.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
things,
yeah.
you know, COVID.
Right.
You know, vaccinated, unvaccinated. You know, so many things that right now there's like a storm.
Yeah.
You know, you could be walking with God. You could be walking good. Amen. You're on fire for God. And next minute you know, the church got to get closed, or your Bible study got canceled, or, you know, your job, you know, is you know, you had to go to multi-weeks or whatever the situation might be. Just a little bit of something. But the thing is that you still got to be able to keep your perspective right. You still got to be able to keep what God has said to you in your heart, in your mind.
Right.
And you still got to make sure that you don't allow the doubts of this world to come in. You can't allow nothing of this world to penetrate your mind to get you to get off of what you know, what was said to you, the truth that was spoken to you, that break you off where you don't need to be broken off, because God is making something in us.
Yes. Amen.
And that is what we need to believe, and that's how we should be standing.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. Because God said, go and heal the sick. Go and cast out devils. And it's our perspective. It's like, man, I'm so weak. I don't have this diploma. I didn't graduate in this one. It's like, God is only giving you the power to go and claim the victory.
Yeah.
And he says, man, look at me. I'm not like him. I'm not my brother. Hey, he's so brave, and I'm just small.
He's so anointed.
And if our perspective turns to ourselves, oh man, I'm so weak, then how are we going to get that breakthrough? So we have to get a change of perspective.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We need to change our way of thinking. Yeah. Do not see through our eyes, but try to see through God's eyes.
Yes.
Man, that's the best way.
That's good.
I mean, because you know, you think about it, you see it through God's eyes. That means that you're gonna have to have faith.
Yes.
All right.
Oh yes.
You know what I mean? Right. And that's what, and I think that's what half like, I know with myself, you know what I mean? Because I got issues. You know what I mean? For real. But sometimes it's because sometimes like I do something and my faith is like, yeah, I'm skyrocketed, I'm on fire for God, I'm invincible with Jesus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then something comes and next thing you know, I'm like, what happened, Jesus? You know what I'm saying?
Why get my legs knocked out from
under
me?
You know, and it happens. You know
it
what I'm
does.
Saying? But I'm telling you right now that I am so grateful for the Holy Ghost.
Man, amen.
Because when those times comes, that's when I literally feel the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comfort me.
Amen.
And that's what breaks my whole perception of what I usually would think, of how I usually would see things. But through the Holy Spirit, it's like, don't worry about it.
Yes.
Right?
There's blood involved in this.
Man.
Amen.
There's blood involved in this.
That's right.
Amen. It just reminds me of the verse in the Bible which says, with men, it is impossible. But with God, nothing is
it. I got that
right
there.
Right there. Hey, right there.
Matthew 19 and 26. That's
amen.
The verse.
Hey,
that's it.
Just us.
That's right.
And if we have our perception is our abilities, man, our abilities are just limited. We can do just limited things.
That's right.
If we allow God, if we connect with Him and what He wants to do,
man,
He already gave us His power. He
That's
already
right.
gave us
man.
His Holy Ghost, His
yeah.
Spirit that enables us to go and to be victorious over there.
Man. Praise God.
And we just have to, like, Lord, you gave me this. I'm going to use this for your glory.
Right? Right. That reminds me of the story where they came up to that lame man and they said, silver and gold have I not.
Right.
But such as I have,
such
I give it
I
unto
have.
You. And they laid hands on that man. He got up and walked.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's not about what we can do.
Yeah.
That's right.
And just think about his perception. He was not expecting to
be
healed.
No, he was not. Mm-hmm.
He was just wanting a handout.
I just want something to eat.
I just want something to eat. You know what I
right.
mean? But see, that's us.
Yes.
We are that crippled person laying there seeking just for a little bit of
man,
something.
That's awesome.
When God is saying, hold up, wait a minute.
Yes.
I got something better.
Man.
Why not get up and walk?
That's right.
And I'm going to give
Amen.
You, you're going to be able to get whatever you need. And
yes.
my, you know what I'm saying?
yes. I, you know, that's right.
Man,
that's
for
right.
real.
Because us, we just want, Lord, this is my breakthrough. If my breakthrough is if I can just get to church and make feel happy, that's my breakthrough. Yeah. But God wants a bigger breakthrough for you. Yes. God's plan for you is for you to go out and be a light to the world. God wants you to go and teach Bible studies. God wants you to go and encourage those who are discouraged. Right. That is what God wants to do for you. But we say, well, I'm here. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Just like what you were saying, I'm okay with just being having a meal for today.
Yeah, but a few coins.
Yeah, but God doesn't want, God wants you to see, God wants you to walk, God wants you to jump. Why? Yes. It's not for us, but for His glory.
That's right, amen.
Because just think about it, that man, he would just been another man still sitting there just begging. Yeah. But now he's a man jumping up, praising God, and he cannot keep telling the story. He's been testifying. He's still in heaven telling me, you know what Jesus did for me. Jesus did for me.
That's right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
Change his whole, change his whole perspective.
Amen. We don't always see the situation as, you know, I can persevere through this.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, you know, you get beat down with it or whatever. You can persevere through these things.
Yes.
Okay, Galatians 6 and 9. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing.
Yes.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this thing that you're doing, okay, you get beat down, but you got to keep on doing it.
Amen.
Because it's not always gonna the flood or whatever is coming against you, it's not always gonna be there beating on the house.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. If you keep on going and keep on doing, then you're gonna receive that reward. You're gonna receive that breakthrough.
That's right.
If you don't quit, if you don't faint.
That's right.
That's
powerful. That's awesome. Because sometimes we'll say our perspective says, well, I'm gonna sow and I'm gonna reap. But sometimes you have to sow.
You have to water.
It takes time.
Amen.
Sometimes we sow and we don't reap. Others reap. The Bible says others sow and others reap.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we get frustrated if our perception is stick. Like, if I sow, I have to reap. Well, it is God that brings the increase.
That's right.
It is not us who, it's not our job to, like, check on the seeds every day. It is not, it's our job to sow. Let God bring the increase. Let Him do, our job is to sow. Our job is to go and proclaim the gospel.
That's
it's
right.
not our job to save people. We cannot save people. It's only God who does the saving.
That's,
That's why a lot of people are getting discouraged. A lot of people are stopping before they get their breakthrough. Why?
That's
because I don't see the results of my door knocking. I'm like, I went Bible studies and I don't see people coming to God. I don't see people getting baptized in my Bible studies.
You have to keep on.
That's right. Keep on
sowing. The Bible says that Paul planted and Apollos watered.
That's right.
But God gave the increase.
God gave the increase.
We can't give the increase.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
But we've got to keep on planting and watering and planting and watering.
That's
a process.
That's right. Yeah. And again, it goes back to our perception.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect example, Jonah.
Oh, wow.
Jonah was sent to go preach to Nineveh.
That's right.
And he was expecting that when he preached, fire will come from heaven and consume and destroy the city of Nineveh. That's why when he preached, he went to a hill and he waited over there like, I'm gonna see some fireworks.
That's right.
And then he woke up the next morning and nothing happened. And he got angry because God saved the people. My friends, it's not our perspective.
No.
It's not us. It's not about us, but it's about God's kingdom. If we just get into the perspective of God, and we will be happy. We'll not be frustrated if storms come, if the things that we expect do not happen. Well, because it's not us. It's God has a plan.
That's right.
And there's a timing for every plan of God.
Amen.
Amen. And speaking of that story of Jonah, that was one of the stories that I was going to take it from the beginning.
Hey, man,
I was going to take it from the beginning.
Hey, Jonah, that just shows that we didn't talk.
That's it.
Because Jonah was one of the prophets of God. He Amen. Heard the voice of God.
That's Amen. Right.
And as it read it in Jonah 1:1, as starting off in chapter 1, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah,
That's right.
the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go down to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it.
Ooh.
For the wickedness is come up before me.
Mm.
But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish
Amen.
For the presence of the Lord. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we know God sent a storm to get him to kind of start seeing things God's way.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a whale,
yes,
the belly of the whale, for him to actually Ooh. To step in to where he needed to do. The whale to me was an attitude check.
Mm, yes,
all right.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because it was like check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you know there's so many times that you know we look at somebody and you know. And maybe it's a different way, maybe different color,
mm-hmm.
maybe
mm-hmm.
you know different. What do you call that? Voting, you know, different Democrat, Republican. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Right.
Maybe you know different something. You know what I'm saying?
Different
you,
ideas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And you don't want to your perception of those people in your own little mind will stop you from reaching when God is like. I'm not here to about what you think.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to get you to plant that seed so
that's right.
so we can watch it grow.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. it's very important for us to make sure that we follow God's will and do God's
that's
word.
Right.
You know,
Amen.
So we can get what God wants done.
Amen.
In this world.
Amen. 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 A lot of people are talking like, oh, I wanna be used. I wanna be used in my workplace. And when God says, okay, I want you to talk to the one that cussed you on the job,
yeah.
and says, why are you going to save him?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
God is, you pray for a breakthrough, you pray for a personal revival for you, and then when God says, okay, then this is for you, and then you say, oh, Lord, no. Just like Jonah, yeah. like, when God says, go save Nineveh, and go preach to Nineveh, and you're like, Lord, why are you going to, they're mean people,
but
why are you going to save them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that is your breakthrough.
That's right.
And if you obey, and who knows what God has other plans for you. But because we stick to our perception and say, oh, no, Lord, they're so bad that they cannot be saved. And that prevents us from reaching out and, I mean, what if you did that and there's another bigger people, there's a bigger ministry for you that's coming. But because our perception says, well, this has to happen. We introduced our own way of thinking.
Yeah.
Then we were not going to be able to reach
That's
or
right.
we weren't going to be able to break through to the bigger things that God has for us.
And we steadily screaming, we want revival. Jesus,
yeah.
we want revival. We want to see revival. Well, I'm going to need you to go talk to your enemy.
Yeah.
Then I think I commanded you to love your enemy,
That's
so
right.
I'm gonna need you to go talk to him.
Yeah.
But God, did you see what he did to me?
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. God said, I don't care what they done did to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you and I bet you this is what Jesus would say. Well, did you see what they did to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's strong. Okay.
Mm.
Talking about obedience.
Yes.
Okay, 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings
wow.
and sacrifices
mm-hmm.
as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
Amen.
Behold, to obey
Ooh, yes.
is better than sacrifice,
Amen.
And to hearken than the fat of rams.
Amen.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
That's mm. right.
Whew, that's Ooh. Strong.
That's strong word.
Man, that's that's bad news.
Mm.
When you think you know more than God,
oh yes,
you're putting yourself in his place.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
That is.
And then Ecclesiastes 12:13. I love this
Ooh,
verse. Look.
That's awesome.
I used to have a bumper sticker on my truck with this verse on it. let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Amen. Amen. When God gives you an order, it's not for us to say, Lord. It's not for us to question.
That's right, because your breakthrough is going to come through your obedience.
That's right. That's right. That's awesome. I love that.
And it's like God has given you the recipe. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, I know God said that I must forgive,
but
I don't think that's what's needed to make this rise.
Right, right.
And next thing you know, you're looking at it thinking, what's wrong with this? And God is like, well, you created that. I didn't. You made your own God.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing. We're making, by bringing doubt and worries, when God said, like you said, God commanded Joshua, be bold, be courageous, yes, because I'm going to command you to do some stuff.
That's right.
And I'm going to need you to not doubt, not fear, because we're about to take this land.
Amen.
And that's how the perception we need to be in this day and time, looking at revival.
Right.
The only way that we're going to see revival, if we got faith-filled saints, members of powerful, glorified men and women of God,
amen,
that believes without a shadow of a doubt who and know who God is, and their perception is not upon themselves,
amen,
but their perception is on the higher power, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, rose on the third day,
amen,
and we're willing to stand up and to declare it, and no matter what, we're going to try to save them all and let God sort them out. The devil is working overtime to get you to be like, hey, you don't need to do all that changing. You're fine the way you are. You don't need to change your clothes. Who does that? They just want you to be like every person around here.
Right.
Nobody's perfect here. They just act like they're perfect. Yeah, we know we're not perfect, but we're trying.
That's right.
Amen. We want to be holy.
Amen. That's right.
We know we're not perfect, but we know one that is, and we want to follow him. I think it's about how we perceive the church and how we, you know, there's people that need to realize that that's God that's changing.
Amen.
I know that's God that changed me.
Amen.
You know?
I know, that's right.
Amen. Yes. We cry out, Lord, we want to grow. We want to grow. And yet we don't want to open our doors to other nations. We say, we stick in our kind. We stick to who we belong to.
Yeah.
Like, you pray for growth, and then you don't allow yourself to open up, just like how Jesus opened himself up. Because in the Bible says, in the end, there will be no more Jews, no more Gentiles. It's going to be everybody. The kingdom of God's not going to be ruled by one race.
Yeah.
Nope. It's going to be all colors. And
if
we stick to like, oh, I'm going to stick to my kind, and how can we grow?
You can't.
We're sticking our perception like, this is mine.
Yeah. And the devil's clutching his
hand.
Because there's a point there where somebody almost spoke a truth to you and you was almost like, is it? They almost got into your mind, but then the lies start kicking in. No, you remember what we was taught. And you can't even find Bible. Coming from the truth. You know what I mean? It's all from this book.
Amen.
If it's in the book, then you can say it's the truth. If it ain't, I wouldn't go with it. I wouldn't dabble in that.
No.
That's like Agrippa told Paul, almost. You persuade me to be a Christian.
Yes.
He was almost there. Mm.
Yes. Mm. And what we're really trying to say here is that if we start to entertain our own perception,
that's right,
we will cause setbacks on our personal revival and the revival of the people that we belong to. Mm. God's revival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise God.
If we start to entertain our own thinking, our own plans, our own what we want to do, then we're not allowing God to move through us.
That's right. That's right. Romans 8:5.
Ooh, that's all. That's
they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen. Oh, that's good. I like that.
And that's the only way we're going to get our breakthrough is to follow the spirit, not the flesh.
Amen.
Not our human carnal perceptions, but the spirit that leads us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That was awesome. And another thing that goes hand in hand with perception is attitude.
Attitude, man.
Our attitude towards what God has for us.
That's right.
Will either lead us to a breakthrough, mm-hmm. to the promised land, or yes. will either hold at us to where we are.
That's right.
And like, what do you mean? First of all, let us define what is attitude. What do we mean by attitude?
Well, the meaning of attitude is the way that you think or feel about someone or something, a feeling, basically, or a way you think that affects a person's behavior.
Wow, I love that. And to bring that into perspective, let us go to Numbers chapter 13. In Numbers chapter 13, just like we mentioned earlier, it talks about these 12 spies who were mm-hmm. sent out to check the land.
That's right.
10 of them came back with an evil report. The Bible says evil report. And 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, brought about saying, well, we can take the land. 2 of them were saying, we are able to take out the land. But they would rather believe the 10 that would say, oh, we cannot take the land.
As you talked about it, now perception is just what we got in our mind.
Yes.
An attitude is what we got for somebody else.
Amen.
An emotion
yes.
That we are presenting. Mm. You know, an attitude is like anger.
Mm. Right.
Mm. Mad.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
You know, joy.
That's
you know.
Right.
And I love the story. Matter of fact, that was one of the stories about in Numbers. Mm. That was one of the stories about the 10 spies. That was one of the stories. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Becoming the 10 spies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Moses picked the head of Israel,
yes,
and sent them to spy out the land. In 13, chapter 13, 27 through 29 says, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us,
yes.
and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. That means they brought back fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land.
Amen.
And the cities are walled and very great. Mm. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the Amalekites.
Amalekites.
Dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites. Dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea, and the coast of. And they came back after there and said that we cannot take over this land because they had so many. They start speaking fear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They
yes.
start speaking doubt. They start talking about the enemy, how big the enemy was,
yep.
and you know that there's Crips and there's Bloods down there. You
right.
know what I mean? There's so much that
yeah.
that we're going to be up against,
right.
and we're not ready. We've been walking in the desert for so long. We're not ready to take over this land. We've been going through so much, so many storms, and I don't think, looking at us, we're not ready.
That's right.
But what gets me is that in verse 30, there was Caleb.
That's right.
Still before the people and Moses and said, let us go up at once,
at yes. once.
And possess it.
Possess it.
For we are well able
yes. to overcome it.
To come overcome it.
Amen. That's right.
And that's the attitude.
Amen. Oh, yes.
That's
right.
The attitude.
Yes. Yes.
That we need to have.
That's
you
right.
You know?
Amen.
But that was one of my verses, bro.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. When we talk about attitude, it's like God is always here saying, hey, I have this power for you. And we always say, well, I'm going to go there again. And even if I go there, they won't listen. And why am I going there again? Attitude. Will we develop this sense like, well, just because we don't see it happening now, that we say that it's a waste of time. But God has a plan.
What you're talking about, it reminds me of that scripture in the Bible about the root of bitterness that springs up.
Yes.
Man, that's a bad place to be.
Yes.
That's everything in your life goes south when you have bitterness inside.
Amen.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really hard to dig that root of bitterness out of your
Amen.
Spirit, man.
That's right.
It's and it will eat you alive.
Amen.
How does bitterness feel?
It's bad. It's bad. I mean, it's like you feel like everybody is against you, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's hatred's ugly cousin. I mean, that's basically, that's what it feels like. I mean, you know, you get bitter, you hate everybody that has said anything that you think is remotely bad, you know. I can't stand that person.
Yeah.
That's what it gets to.
Yeah.
In the end.
So regardless, hatred got family members.
That's it.
And you can latch on to you.
Malice and bitterness are hatred's evil cousins.
That's right.
How was you able to get over it?
Man, prayer.
Mm. Man, that's always the answer.
That's the only way to get that out of your spirit is prayer.
Amen.
I mean, serious.
That's right. I'm telling you, I find, and it's hard to think if you're a Christian or if you're walking with God or even not even walking with God to have a strong mentality without prayer.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I pray, you know, and I know, and sometimes in my mind I be thinking, God, like, what would I do if I didn't pray? You know what I mean? If I didn't have a prayer life, you know what I mean?
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's right.
First of all, prayer checks your attitude.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And it changed your attitude.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
For real, very much.
That's right. Well, I know in the Bible it talks about if you bring a gift and you have a quarrel between your brother, leave your gift in the altar, go get right with your brother, and then after you get right, then you can go and offer your sacrifice to God. I know it's talking about giving an offering, but it can also be talking about our attitude. If our attitude is not right, and we come to God and say, "Oh Lord, this is what I have," within us is anger, within us is malice, then how can God accept your offering if in your heart is all darkness?
That's right.
First, you gotta leave your offering and get yourself right with God, then you can bring your offering. That is why, in a church, that's why there is a time of prayer before the service. That's why it is important for us to first get right with God before we start our day with the Lord. Why? Because we got to get right with God. How can God move through us if all He can see in us is darkness? We say, "Lord God, I want to be used today in this service." And in us, like, "Well, I see the person again, and he hurt me from way past, and we haven't forgiven." How do you expect God to move through you with that anger in you?
Okay.
Again, our attitude matters. It is one of the reasons that hinders us from getting our breakthrough and getting our revival.
Amen.
As you was, brother, I don't know why. You probably felt it. I felt it. I don't know. When you start talking like that, the story of Cain and Abel.
Oh, yes.
Man.
You know what I mean? Because one brought an acceptable sacrifice, the other one didn't.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, and then when God says, just bring an acceptable sacrifice,
that's
all
right.
is well.
Mm-hmm.
But his attitude.
That's right.
His attitude was like, where did that attitude come from?
Mm.
Did that attitude, because we know the enemy has already been lurking around.
Amen. Yeah.
So what did he grab a hold of? What thought?
Yes.
When God said, "Bring an accepted one." I'll accept because God was giving mercy.
Yes, that's
right. But something made it to where He said, "No,
no,
no. My apples and grapes and peaches ain't good enough."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like maybe because he kept seeing his brother playing with the sheep, playing with the lambs, and, you know, wrestling around with them while he was out there digging holes and planting seeds, and not knowing that you had a blessed part in a wonderful story if you would have did it. Because not only with the lamb, now we're talking about planting seeds.
That's right.
We're still talking about planting seeds, but we're not talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Only thing we talked about you was betrayal, bad attitude.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
But, you know, it's just like, man, you know, it's like some of us got a blessed story, but we got the wrong attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of us is in a blessed ministry, but it ain't blessed like God sees it because you go up to the door with a bad attitude.
Amen. Amen.
Attitude really reflects your whole ministry.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, it does.
And God, and like, you know, even stepping, you know, it's just God is awesome.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Sees it. You know, God looks at the heart.
That's right.
You know?
Amen. Thank God.
And look at what happened to Cain. when he didn't take the correction, his attitude was still, well, if you don't accept my offering, then well, that's it.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He got cursed.
He got cursed. He got kicked out of the house.
Kicked out the crib.
And he,
man,
wasn't able to go to the promise that God has given to him.
Yeah.
Because of attitude.
Because of his attitude.
That's right.
And so
attitude plays a lot.
That is a perfect example, like how attitude hinders us from getting our revival or our breakthroughs.
Yes.
I got another one talking about Joseph's brothers.
Amen.
Oh,
In Genesis 37. Mm. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer's coming.
Mm.
And they're talking about Joseph. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast has devoured him.
Yeah.
And we shall see what will become of this dreamer.
Mm.
And basically, their whole attitude towards Joseph, that was jealous.
Yeah.
That was hatred. That was malice. That was everything that you wanted to see.
Amen.
But not knowing that the same person that they was trying to persecute would be the same one that would deliver them and save them.
That's right.
Amen.
Another story in the Bible that reminds me of attitude is King Saul and King David.
Ooh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
When David got anointed king, Saul got his feelings all hurt, and, you know.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to kill David, and David had the opportunity to kill him, but didn't.
And so we've been talking about this perspective. We've been talking about this attitude. And so the question now is, so what should we do in order to move forward and break through to our revival and break through to our personal victories? Well, we're all unique individuals.
That's right.
We grew up from different backgrounds, and we were raised from different environment. We were exposed to different cultures. But just because we grew up differently doesn't mean that we cannot adjust ourselves.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
We are not Lone Rangers, like what Pastor Scott was talking about last night.
I love
members of a body.
Yes.
That's right.
We do not work alone, but we work with our brothers.
That's right.
For the glory of God, because it is not us who's going to get the glory, but it is God who's going to get the glory. I mean, the key here for us to break through our perceptions and our attitudes is to submit. We got to submit. We have to submit to the authority and the will of God. It's not my will, but it's let thy will be done.
Jesus prayed that in the garden.
Yes. Because it is not our kingdom.
Amen.
It is God's kingdom.
Amen.
I decrease, you increase.
That's right.
More of you, Lord, and less of me.
Amen.
You know, as it says in Philippians chapter 4,
Amen.
8 through 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things that are good, of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
That's right.
Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
And this right here is just, it's so many times, like in my life, I pray, God, check my attitude.
Oh, I know I do.
Because it's so easy right now, because the enemy has had, he's having a world of fun. He's got a buffet out there for you to grab a little bit of hate, little bit of this, little bit of lust, little bit of this, grab that, grab this. He's throwing it all out there for you to grab.
That's right.
And if you don't have your mind focused on God, if you're not in tune to God and his word, you'll be done to sit up here grabbing a hold of something, thinking that it's okay and wondering why you got strife against my brother. Why do I have this against my sister? And sometimes you might not even know it.
Amen.
That's right.
And you holding on, you tasting of the bad fruit and wondering what happened.
Amen.
Not knowing that none of us is worthy.
That's right. Yes.
None is good.
Amen.
But the whole point is Jesus Christ made us a way, and focusing and studying and keeping our minds on Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
will get your attitude in line. And like it says at the end of this, God's peace shall be with you.
Amen.
And just imagine if we had the peace of God. That right there, it changes your attitude.
Yes. Always. Yes.
I mean, having the anointing of God, having the Holy Ghost, and knowing that you are walking with God and you're doing what God has called you to do, that's an attitude changer alone.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because that's just, and especially the Holy Ghost. I cannot affect how powerful and anointing the Holy Ghost is.
Amen.
If your church don't preaches and believe in the Holy Ghost, you are missing. You are not even stepped inside of the door of the realm of God.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost is the most. And God said, "This shall come to you." In Acts 2:38, how shall we receive it? The Holy Ghost is given. God is willing to give you this.
It's a gift.
It's a gift from God.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
And if you're not willing to receive that gift from God, God is like, you ain't going to get none of these good gifts.
Okay. Amen.
You ain't getting no good gifts. You know what I mean? You ain't going to take the gift that I myself have tuned to perfection.
Amen.
I have turned the notches. I have leveled and volumed it out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give this to you because this is exactly what you need for what's about to come.
That's right. Amen.
To get you through.
That's right. Amen.
To get your attitude in check.
Amen.
When I was a sinner, I thought that I would never be worthy, never meet up to the church standards.
Amen.
And that attitude affected my faith, and that affected my little walk with God.
Yes.
But remember what it says in Hebrews 11, without faith there is no pleasing God.
That's right. Amen.
So I had to get my attitude and my perspective right just to answer the door, just to be able to answer the door as God is knocking. If I don't have my attitude and my perception right, the door, I would just let the door keep knocking and I would still keep doing the fog. I can't see it or something. Excuses will start coming in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But now as I got into the door, I'm in. I got faith. I stepped through the door. Now I'm going to Bible studies, good truth preaching, fasting, praying more.
Amen.
Now it's time to do what we are commissioned to do.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Oh, I got to knock doors now. Mm. I got to talk to people who don't look like me.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different than me.
Amen.
Even now, I pray to God to check my attitude.
Yeah. Amen.
And as we've been saying, mostly not my will, but thy will be done. Because it's the more of God's will that we step into, the more breakthroughs. And I mean, you know, there's some people that's praying, you know, I pray for my family to be saved and I want to reach to the lost and everything else. But then when it comes down to your attitude towards it, you just attitude is like you forget it.
Amen.
You rather not care about it. You don't care about it.
Yes.
You know? And we gotta make sure that whenever we do, that we are our whole hearts, because it says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto our own understanding.
That's right.
The first time that the bishop asked me to preach, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was scared out of my wits, man. I'm not a people person. And I would, you know what I'm saying? And just to know that I'm going to have to get up there and everybody's looking at you. And there's nightmares in my mind. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it was fear that tried to come over me.
Mm-hmm.
But my attitude was like, I'm in the will of God.
Yes.
I'm going to trust God.
That's right.
I'm going to trust God. I better make sure I pray.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
I'm going to make sure I'm praying. I want to make sure that I fast. I want to make sure that I'm getting lined up into God's will to make sure that when I do step out of there, I did what you needed me to
do. That's right.
Yes. And by me trusting in the word of God changed my whole attitude.
That's right.
Amen.
And, you know, another scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we talked about that. It's not about our kingdom.
No.
It's about his.
Yes,
we're just here to be his mouthpiece. We're here to be his vessel to be used. And so the only way is, again, we talked about it, the way to overcome perception and attitude is we submit.
Amen.
It's not my will, Lord God, but your will.
That's right. I think about my attitude when I was not living
you know, the way I should, not going to church, and I was living for James, okay? I was very prideful, and I was very arrogant, okay, because I'm this big man, and I can do what I want to, and, you know, nobody's going to tell me what I can do and what I can't do. That's the kind of attitude that I had. And I ran from God for 20 years because I thought, I can't do this. I can't do what God is calling me to do, okay? Now, I can do everything else because I have pride and I'm this big old man, but I can't do what God wants me to do, okay? Which, I mean, I was partly right. I can't do what God's calling me to do. But I wasn't willing to let him do it through me.
Amen.
That was my attitude and my perception.
Yeah.
Amen.
That blocked everything that was good in my life.
Yes.
And once I found out, once I figured out, I'm going nowhere. I'm sitting here spinning my wheels, okay?
Yeah.
So I had to break. I had to let God have his way in my life.
Yes.
Or I would have been going down the same road to hell.
Amen.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I think we all here can agree with that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we all come, I feel like all of us here has come from a little rougher background.
You got this peace. I mean, that's a great thing. We came all from different life situations, and God used those weaknesses in us and put a brother in there to make us strong. Put a brother and make us strong. Now it's like it's solid, can't be moved. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Because we come together like the Power Rangers. I got
another scripture for us.
All right.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
That's awesome. Yes.
You are the salt of the earth.
That's good.
But if the salt have lost his savior, wherewith shall it be salted?
That's right.
It is thenceforth good for nothing.
That's right.
But to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
Yes.
That's right.
And what I'm getting for this is I believe that we're not talking about every attitude ain't bad.
Right.
Because I believe as we walk as men and women of God, I believe we're supposed to have an attitude. I believe, but it's where your attitude is.
Right.
You know, and I believe that there's a certain point where we're supposed to be confident.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're supposed to be bold.
Yes.
We're supposed to be courageous.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Amen.
You know, but the thing is, we must also let others know that this is not us being arrogant. This is us trusting God.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, because we got to stick out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in this world, we got to show people that, you know, some people got a perception of the church as just being boring. They're just, you know, the church is boring. You guys live a boring life. And I'm going to tell you, man, it ain't nothing boring about my life.
Ain't nothing boring about my life either.
I mean, really, my life actually started living life because I'm not so caught up and trying to get high,
right?
Trying to get drunk,
right?
And trying to seek after women and trying to seek after the things of this world.
Right. Now, I couldn't feel you.
Yeah. Now it's like, and that took. I didn't have no free time because I was always trying to hang out with the boys. Liquor store.
Yeah.
Roll up.
Yeah.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a circle that I was going in. But with God, now it's like, as iron sharpens iron, I'm with my brothers.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Right.
And man, sometimes we be like, let's go.
Yes.
And we going camping.
That's right.
I mean, we're going adventurous. We're going out there. I'm seeing things that I've never thought I would able to do. Eating lovely, eating nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm doing things, you know, and just to be, and then my people realizing, okay, he's a good guy, and you start your people start to hang out with you. They see you're changing. Editing. God is edifying you, and you know, next minute you know, it's hard to see somebody who they really don't know.
Amen.
And sometimes it's hard to and it's on both sides, because sometimes you never know who a person is if you're not willing to see that person.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
And it's an attitude on both sides.
Yes.
But it's about realizing that none of us is perfect.
No. Mm-hmm.
And if you got the bad, if sometimes we can have a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And we got to make sure that we have an attitude of love.
Amen.
That's right.
Of caring.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen.
That's right.
And so what we're really trying to say here is we can have perspective, but not our own perspective,
That's
but
right.
the perspective of God. And Amen. How do we know the perspective of God?
That's right.
By His Word.
Amen.
That's why we need to read the Word, be familiar with the Word, to study, to show ourselves approved.
Amen.
So that when the time will come, we will not going to be led by our own perspective,
That's
but
right.
we put our perspective on how God wants to accomplish things.
Amen.
And by our attitude, it doesn't mean that we don't have attitude. We can have attitude, but we put our attitude in the right place.
Amen.
We go and say, I'm going to do this with the attitude of I'm doing this because it is the will of God. It
That's
is
right.
what God wants to do. We do not go and preach. We do not go and pray for people to lift ourselves up. But if we
right.
go there with an attitude like God is going to move in these people's lives
Amen.
And God is going to save these people.
Amen. The overcomer has an attitude.
Amen. That's right.
The warrior has an attitude.
Yes, Amen. Does. Yes,
person
does.
That don't give up has an attitude.
They
Amen.
Do. They
it
do.
Just, it's the right attitude.
Amen. The
A
right
saved
attitude.
Saved person.
Amen. Amen. Saved person got an attitude.
For Amen. Real. And so we hope and we pray that you've been encouraged. It is our intention that you are going to align yourselves to what God wants to do for you. It's not about
yes.
us, but it's about oh, God.
Amen.
Paul said, I die daily because it's not about us. It's because of God. We submit ourselves to God daily. And that is the only way that we can move forward and claim our promise is to be submit, is to submit to God and allow God to move through us.
Amen.
Be the vessel, be the light, be the salt, just like what
Amen.
My brother said
Amen.
A while ago. And so, Brother James, would you close us in prayer?
Yes. Lord, we thank you, Lord, greatly for this
yes.
day, God. We
thank you.
You for everything that you've done for each and every one of us, God. We thank you for your blessings.
Amen.
God, I ask you to go with each and every listener today, God, and be peace, Lord, for them, God. Help them, Lord, to find your will, God. Help them, Lord, to cultivate a better attitude, Lord, and a better perception, Lord. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we thank you. And as always, remember, this is that.
Yes.
Well, there you go, my friends. We hope that you were blessed by the sharing of the word, and we pray that God would continue to bless you and guide you as we journey together towards the calling wherewith we were all called. And we hope you enjoyed our table talk, and please don't forget to click on that like button, to share, to subscribe to This Is That on your favorite podcast. And also find us on YouTube at Call to Ministry. Just click on This Is That video link. Until we meet again, continue to stay strong in the Lord, and as we continue to move together in the apostolic, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.